This news update's being brought to you by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. In a courtroom drama playing out in circuit court, Samantha Elaine Cosino is facing a pivotal moment. Charged with felony embezzlement, a crime carrying up to 5 years in prison, Cosino has entered a no-contest plea, but here's the twist. It's all part of a high-stakes gamble. The prosecution has offered a one-year delayed sentence. If Cosino successfully completes all the terms, including full restitution, her felony conviction could be reduced to an attempt, slashing her maximum prison time. Failure to meet these conditions, however, and she faces the full weight of the original felony charge. The court has meticulously laid out the terms, ensuring Cosino understands the gravity of her decision and the right she's waiving. The factual basis for the charge? An incident report from the Paddock Police Department. Now the countdown begins. Sentencing is set for May 18th. Before then, a pre-sentence investigation will be conducted and critical deadlines loom for legal filings. Cosino's future hinges on her ability to meet the terms of this conditional deal. It's a binary risk. Succeeding, her sentence softens. Falter and the felony consequences await. A 63-year-old woman from Tuscola County has claimed a $3.98 million jackpot from the Michigan Lottery after matching all six numbers in the February 21st Lotto 47 drawing. Lottery officials say the winning ticket was purchased at Bryan's Market in North Branch. The winner said she didn't even realize she had the winning ticket until a family member sent her a text mentioning that the jackpot winning ticket had been sold at the same store where she bought hers. Curious, she began scanning tickets using the Michigan Lottery app. About halfway through the stack of tickets in her purse, the scanner displayed the jackpot amount. The winning numbers for the drawing were 17, 25, 34, 37, 39, and 42. The woman chose to take the prize as a one-time lump sum payment of about $2.7 million instead of annual payments totaling the full jackpot. She says she used to plan the winnings, pay off bills, and enjoy a more comfortable lifestyle. And State Representative Phil Green reported Consumer Energy plans to develop two new energy resource facilities. The company will repurpose an existing site in Thetford Township in Genesee County to be a natural gas plant that can deliver fast on-demand power. Also, Consumers Energy is developing a factory in Bay County. The two factories will produce a combined 1.5 gigawatts of power supply capacity, which would be able to serve hundreds of thousands of homes. By increasing capability and focusing on clean, reliable sources beyond a fixation on green energy, we can bring affordable, accessible energy to more people in our communities, he said. Green represents the 67th Health District, which includes the cities of Lapeer and the townships of Deerfield, Elba, Hadley, Lapeer, Marathon, Mayfield, Metamora, and Oregon in Lapeer County, and the townships of Forest, Genesee, Richfield, and Thetford in Genesee County, and Waterton Township in Tuscola County. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you thinking about a new home, ready to refinance, or planning a major renovation? Hi, this is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we have the mortgage and home equity solutions to help you move forward with confidence. We offer fixed rate home loans, construction loans, and refinancing options to fit your goals and your budget. Our team takes the time to understand your plans, and we guide you through the process every step of the way. Need funds for home improvements or repairs? Our home equity and home equity lines of credit can provide the flexibility you need to tackle projects big or small. With local lending decisions and personal service, Thumb Bank and Trust is here to make financing your home simple. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender and member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with one obituary for today. Marianne Wisneski passed away Wednesday, March 11th at McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe. Marianne was born on January 28, 1935, and went on to marry Eugene Wisneski on June 7, 1958. She is survived by her husband Eugene and her daughters Debbie, Annette, Denise, and Carol, Michelle, several grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Visitation for Marianne will take place Friday, March 20th from 2 to 8 p.m. at Oswald Hall of St. Hubert Parish in Bad Axe. A rosary service will be offered at 7 p.m. A Mass of Christian burial will be held at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, St. Hubert Parish of Bad Axe, on Saturday, March 21st at 11:30 a.m., with visitation starting at 10:30 a.m. till time of service. In lieu of gifts, memorial may be offered to St. Hubert Food Pantry, and arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. You can share your condolences online at ramseyfh.com.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we're back with a look at more news. Joe Kent, the director of National Counterterrorism Center, resigned today in protest of the ongoing war with Iran. Kent cited concerns that the administration's claims of an imminent threat were not supported by intelligence. The resignation has sparked an immediate call for congressional hearings. Lawmakers from both parties are seeking clarity on the internal administration debates regarding the necessity and legal justification for military operations. And Tehran officially confirmed that the head of Iran's Supreme National Security Council was killed in an Israeli strike. His son and several top aides were also reported among the casualties. Israel's vowed to continue targeting Iranian leadership until the threat to its borders are neutralized. Funerals for the leader are scheduled for later today in Tehran. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman and Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman and Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman and Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And today, being March 18th, Michigan is asking counties to participate in a statewide tornado drill at 1 p.m. as part of the Severe Weather Awareness Week. Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties will be participating in the statewide drill, which is part of the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division. This test ensures sirens are functioning properly when needed. If inclement weather happens at time of the scheduled siren test, the test will be canceled in order to avoid confusion. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you from Thumb Broadcasting, and I'm Russ Cervantes.